Later in the evening, Sarah entered Mamma Mia's and was immediately waved over by Calvin, who is already seated. His online profile said he had black hair, but she had no way to confirm that since he wore a baseball cap in every single picture. He never mentioned sports, so she wondered if he was bald underneath that cap. She wasn't hell-bent against sports. She'd attended a few Sharks and Giants games in the past and had a good time, but she didn't want to date a guy who was obsessed with sports. A guy who would pass up a romantic day trip to Carmel because there was an important football game on. All of the games were important. Hopefully, Calvin wasn't one of those guys. Tonight would be the right time to ask since he was wearing a Giants cap in the restaurant. That seemed in poor taste, considering this was a first date. She tried not to judge him because he was sweet in their email exchanges, always talking about his mother. What the heck? She approached the table and spotted an older woman sitting next to Calvin. Please don't tell me he brought his mother. Please, no, 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 no. Calvin stood up, held out his hand, and smiled. Hi, Sarah. A pleasure to meet you. Sarah accepted his limp handshake. Nice meeting you, too. She couldn't help let her eyes drift over to the woman who was still seated. Obviously, Calvin noticed.
Oh, he said. Where are my manners?
He pointed to the woman.
Sarah, this is my mother, Gertrude. I hope you don't mind I brought her with me.
Why would she mind? Asked Gertrude. Unless she's got something to hide.
Sarah's mind started drifting. Wasn't Hamlet's mother named Gertrude? Hamlet was obsessed with his mother, too. The feeling in her gut was telling Sarah this was going to be her first and last date with Calvin. The man really brought his mother on their date. Her first impression of Calvin was he was a mama's boy. Her second impression was that she needed to get through this date as fast as possible. She knew she and Calvin were going nowhere. She still wanted to see what he had underneath that hat. She summoned the energy from somewhere in her body and forced a smile.
How sweet you came along, Sarah lied to Gertrude.
Gertrude eyed Sarah from head to toe.
My son is worth $100 million, Tara.
It's Sarah.
If you prefer Sarah, that's fine. As for my son, I need to approve everything he does, including who he goes out with.
Sarah chuckled. This was obviously a joke.
Did I say something funny? Asked Gertrude.
Calvin cleared his throat and pulled out the chair for Sarah.
Please, have a seat. Let's not be so formal here.
Sarah sat and picked up the menu. She was a big fan of Italian food. A big plate of pasta and a glass of wine would really hit the spot.
Oh, said Calvin, pulling the menu from Sarah's hand. I took the liberty of ordering your dinner for you.
Oh, God.
Really?
Asked Sarah.
What am I having?
Calvin picked up the bottle of Chianti from the table and poured her a glass.
I was going to surprise you, but...
You don't have to tell her, son, said Gertrude. Spontaneity is the spice of life.
Sarah wasn't going to tell Gertrude that her son pre-planned the evening's spontaneity. She crossed her fingers that the food coming would be something she liked. Let's face it, she loved just about everything Italian. It was one of her favorite cuisines.
I hear you're a teacher, said Gertrude.
Sarah took a sip of her Chianti.
Yes, geography.
Although we started our summer vacation yesterday.
You must be looking forward to the time off,
said Calvin, adjusting his baseball cap and grimacing.
I am. Very much so.
You don't get paid anything during the summer, said Gertrude.
Sarah scratched the side of her face. I'm sorry, was that a question or a statement? She took a sip of her Chianti and waited for Gertrude to respond.
A question, I'm sure of the answer. You're looking for a sugar daddy.
Sarah choked and Calvin slapped her on the back. She grabbed her cloth napkin and wiped her mouth.
Mother,
said Calvin.
I've chatted with Sarah a few times online. She's not the gold digger looking for sugar daddy type. Are you okay, Sarah? Sarah nodded and nervously wiped her mouth, even though she knew it was already dry.
I'm fine.